This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are out and about in a big way. Yeah, the Donald Trump machine just kind of keeps on rolling along the train, as they call it. Happy Memorial Day, by the way. And many, many thanks to our veterans. Many thanks to those that are serving in the armed forces and protecting us from the evil doers of the deep state, even. Yeah, those inside, the ones that are causing so much trouble right now for all Americans, and certainly for President Donald J. Trump. Going to be talking about the deep state today in the third hour. Scott Bennett will be joining us, giving up his Memorial Day holiday to speak to all of us here on Agenda 21 Radio about the deep state. It's, I guess you could say it's the rallying time right now. Regarding the deep state, because they're trying to make their move, and their move is not going anywhere. In fact, what's happening is it's failing miserably. And they're going to get more desperate. That's what we're sensing here on Agenda 21 Radio. All their little plans that they've had to try and destroy the United States of America and bring about one world order, one world governance, one world religion is going to come tumbling down. Well, and of course, they're working overtime to destroy any vestiges of a conservative movement that has brought Donald J. Trump to the presidency and created such a threat worldwide. And by the way, coming home after 9 days abroad, President Donald J. Trump and Melania, a big hit around the world, much to the chagrin of the, well, let's say the Jesuit Pope, as an example, who really would love to see the demise of Donald Trump. Even though they had a nice, pleasant visit. Body language aside, some people would say it was pleasant. Others would say, well, it's a little bit challenging for the Jesuit Pope. Anyway, deep state, it's here. The argument about Russia, it's collapsing, as we knew it would here on Agenda 21 Radio. And guess what? They are not happy. The desperation is growing. Hillary Clinton, desperate as usual. And now we've got, well, President Barack Hussein Obama, the ex, coming into question as well. And what about Seth Rich? The Democratic Party is about to be totally exposed for what it is, the frauds that they are. And yeah, they are. Perhaps it was Seth Rich, as we have said all along. Seth Rich, his emails, WikiLeaks, they're the Russians in all this. You see, because as we know, in this whole Russia affair, and I'm going right, this is what we've been saying all along. There is no there, there. We've been saying this since they started coming up with the lame excuse of the Russians to give them cover for a terrible showing by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Supposedly, she was going to easily walk over Donald Trump, and of course, did not happen. Apparently, she doesn't know how the presidential electoral system works, nor do the Democrats. But they have put up a pretty good show, haven't they? Now, it seems like everybody's backing away, though, on the Democratic side from this whole thing about Russia, Russia, Russia. What's been happening out there to push back, though? Sean Hannity. Is Sean Hannity going to be the victim, the next victim at Fox News, by the deep state, by Media Matters, and by all those people taking away his, well, his advertising revenue? Which we know well. This is what they do. They try and starve you out. Will Sean Hannity be starved out? It looks like it. We're getting more and more information and words now. All of a sudden, Alex Jones is reporting that he's got information. It's kind of like a well-known top secret, if you will, amongst media people. I got to say that Sean Hannity, there's an article we put up, just a few statements about Sean Hannity on Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda21radio.news is the website. Because you see, it's Sean Hannity that's the last vestige, if you will, of anything conservative, except for Fox and Friends in the Morning at Fox News. Well, the Business Channel and some, you know, Judge Jeanine and some others that are holdouts. But, you know, Hannity, like I had one of my listeners just tweeted me a little while ago, said, if they get rid of Hannity, I'm cutting my cable. Which isn't a bad idea. Most people aren't watching cable TV. In fact, it's YouTube and other venues out there that people are getting their news and information from. You see, it's all changing. All this news and information, and even the conservative news and information, how you get it, the delivery system, it's all changing again. It's morphing. The big network type of news broadcast, they're going by the wayside. People are personalizing and customizing their news. And conservative news is winning out. That's their problem. After a while, people get tired of the lies. People get tired of the screechiness. People get tired of the anger that you feel so much from the left, that emanates from the hatred and the deep state control. The deep staters out there are in real trouble. You see, it was a matter of time. And, of course, they knew it was a matter of time when Trump became president that they would be hunted down like the dogs that they are. And they're being hunted down right now as we speak. Jeff Sessions now, Attorney General, getting his sea legs underneath him, getting a staff around him. More and more people are becoming, well, presidential, as in President Donald J. Trump, within the administration. Go figure. That transition period by which they're getting rid of the Obama holdovers and all of the executive branch, well, guess what? They're being replaced by loyalists to Donald Trump. We're going to see more and more and more action on that front in the months and years ahead. It will take a long time to drain the swamp. And, of course, we were the ones who were coining the term draining the swamp from one end to the other. The first time we had to drain one end of the swamp was with who? James Comey, who set to testify this week. He's going to give whatever secrets he's got. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. Under oath many times, he said that there is no there as far as the Russian investigation, and Donald Trump was clean, basically. And now he's supposed to come out with some additional notes? That's not going to fly. Will he perjure himself? And by the way, is there more information out about James Comey that we don't know about yet? His concealment of investigations. We're long time hearing that. Of course, giving cover to the Clintons is legend for James Comey. The deep state is in trouble. And the deep state is flailing out and pushing back. And Sean Hannity will be one of their victims. Hate to say it. But don't worry, Sean will be back. Well, of course, who knows what's going to happen to Fox News? Well, I think we do all know what's going to happen to Fox News. Deep states wants Fox News dead. So Rupert Murdoch and his boys are doing just that. They're destroying Fox News. Okay, that's fine. Where will conservatives go to get their news? I suspect very much that they're going to go to venues like Agenda 21 Radio. I'm already getting more people every single day. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Okay, expect a big White House shakeup. Long time coming. Long time coming with the shakeup at the White House. This is something that we have been calling for quite a while and keeping our eyes and ears open. And it's interesting that people are just starting to come right out and say it. Dr. Jim Garrow, our very own Dr. Jim Garrow. It's kind of interesting. Says that there is a traitor in the people's house. Yeah, there's a traitor in the people's house. And when we hear this little clip from Judge Jeanine on her Saturday program, we will expand on the clip. I think it's kind of appropriate what the judge has to say.
President Trump has wrapped up his intense 9-day overseas international voyage that by all accounts was a home run. Our commander-in-chief, the pillar of strength and a true advocate for America. His message, clear and unequivocal. There was no apology, no wimpish behavior, and no bowing down to other leaders. But instead, strength, honor, and determination. There was no effort to convey or insinuate that the American way of life is the one and only right way to live. President Trump boldly went where no other president has, managing to get 50 Muslim leaders in one room with an overarching plan to combat terrorism, cut their financing, and drive them out. A president drawing a real line in the sand and then focusing how even different countries and cultures can actually work together on a common goal to defeat the extremist perversion of Islam, the one determined to kill the rest of us. There's no phony coalition with make-believe numbers. Instead, allies, especially those because they are Muslim, who understand the lethality of Islamist ideology, who now believe in the power and the promise of our president's words. In fact, just yesterday, Egyptian President al-Sisi called upon the United States to help Egypt crush the terrorists who intentionally targeted and massacred Coptic Christians on their way to church. Today, another ally, Italy, begging for the United States to help deal with the expected migration of 200,000 from North Africa by boat before year's end, many from Libya. Yes, our allies are convinced that America is back with a president who actually means what he says and says what he means. But the president has one problem that he has to fix. And in spite of these historic successes, like flying directly from Saudi Arabia to Israel and meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and then immediately meeting Palestinian President Abbas, both of them saying they're willing to work toward the pursuit of peace with each other. And our dearest ally, Israel, now convinced we have her back. Yet the president still has that one problem he needs to fix. And while the leaders of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism gave him receptions unlike anything we have seen in the last 8 years, it took an outsider to reset relations in the Middle East. And for the first time, there is actual hope that we, all of us who believe in God, are partners against a common evil, radical Islam, and a common foe, Iran. And instead of appeasing the enemy with apologies and money, our president stood shoulder to shoulder with leaders, many of whom could not be more fundamentally different. But the president in coming home still has one huge problem. And it's not Russia. It's not the Democrats. It's not any of his haters. And if he doesn't fix this problem, we are in big trouble. What is it? The leaks. Yes, leaks. There is a leaker in the White House. There is a traitor inside the people's house. a traitor who must be taken out. That person is an enemy of the United States. That person doing enormous damage, not just to the president, who is certainly capable of taking care of himself, but instead to our nation. And the media, instead of focusing on children massacred from Manchester to Egypt, are in a breathless frenzy awaiting another late-day leak, going from innuendo and non-stories and even publishing classified information. Some actually saying, where there's smoke, there must be fire, isn't there? To the point where even Watergate reporter Bob Woodward is telling them to chill the hell out. Quote, we aren't even close to Watergate. This leaker needs to be found immediately. No holds barred. Now, I have my own ideas who that person is, but I'm not ready to share them yet.
Well, why don't I share a few of my own ideas? And I, you know, we'll compare notes on where she's going. I have no idea where she's going. Let's start with Rance Priebus. Okay, so, you know, I gave Rance Priebus his shot. And those of you that know how I feel about Rance Priebus, this goes back to the era of 2010, in which the Republicans won a landslide in the House. Michael Steele was the president of the Republican Party. And guess what? He did so well. By the way, a black man from Baltimore who was a Catholic, who was a community organizer, did a fantastic job as president of the Republican Party. He inherited a Republican Party that was broke. No money. Yet he was tasked with bringing the House back to the Republican Party in 2010 from obviously seen by the American public monster, President Barack Hussein Obama. He won a landslide. It was all because of him. He was campaigning all around the country, all 50 states, all counties, by the way, were touched by the leader of the Republican Party, Michael Steele. Come January of 2011, Grover Norquist, Mr. Islamist himself, wanted to get rid, go figure, of Michael Steele. Why? Because Michael Steele was successful. And who did he want to put in place? Rance Priebus. After eight ballots in the Republican Party convention in January, Grover Norquist, Mr. Taxman himself, Mr. Traitor to this country, manages to get Rance Priebus elected. And guess what? Disaster after disaster after disaster. Disloyalty, disloyalty, disloyalty. Mr. Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer, Grover Norquist, brings in Rance Priebus, who gives us failure after failure after failure. And then he gets lucky with Donald Trump. Could never trust and never will trust Rance Priebus. Rance Priebus, the probable suspect in all this. Because when you start taking a look at the people around the president, it's very limited. The first one, Rance Priebus. And is Vice President Pence out of the question as a leaker? There are some who say no, he is very much a part of a cabal that extends right to the House of Representatives, and guess who? Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House. What an interesting triumvirate, huh? Stay with us. Maybe we can solve the leakers for the country. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Back is question. Back is question.
James Clapper. I mean, we're getting rid of the deep state today. We're, at least we're starting. I mean, this whole thing is getting really out of control. But you know what? It's getting to the point, ladies and gentlemen, that the deep state can't stand it anymore. They're going to get so much more desperate. And that's what we need to be aware of. And we're going to trot out all the players of the deep state. We're going to start with the Pope, and we're going to go all the way through all these people that are trying to destroy the United States of America. And by the way, the acolytes such as Jerry Brown in California and all of his ilk, La Raza, it all goes down to the deep state. And then, of course, the others, the elitists from the Republican Party, and certainly the Democrats, all working for one thing, control of you and over you. Now, some of the stuff that's been going on, James Clapper, Mr. Perjurer himself, is on Chuck Todd yesterday. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I don't know if he's seen the light. He wants to tell the truth. He wants to out people, out himself. We'll check out a little bit of what Mr. Clapper has to say about himself and the deep state.
Team's communications with the Russians. I want to walk through the timeline
of when specifically all of these events took place, because we have learned more through at least out the month of December of 2016. It was on the...
We've learned more. we've learned more, Chuck. Sure you have. You learned this from day one, Chuck, like everybody else, but you had to have a story. And so you thought you'd just, castigate the staff of Donald Trump and everybody else for false information that you had when you knew it was false.
First or the second that we now know Jared Kushner and Mike Flynn met with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to reportedly discuss setting up a system of back-channel communications between the Trump transition and the Kremlin. For what reason? That's in dispute. Later in December, Kushner meets with Sergei Gorkov, the head of a sanctioned Russian state-owned bank. The bank was sanctioned, not the individual. On December 29th, calls take place between Flynn and Kislyak, allegedly to discuss the new sanctions that the Obama administration had issued against Russia that day. Those sanctions were in response to Russian interference in the election. Well, joining me now is the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper. Mr. Clapper, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Stuart.
Before I get into the Russia story, you just heard Secretary Kelly talk about the leaks that took place. We know the UK complained about the Manchester bombing, and he referred to some of these leaks that they sort of walk up to the line of treason. Some might say, hey, they're just leaking out something that they think the public should know. Where do you draw that line?
Well, I think, first of all, I have to say that leaks are damaging, they're corrosive, they risk compromising sources, methods, and tradecraft. As we've seen recently, they damage relationships with crucial partners. You know, UK and Israel come to mind. And this is particularly serious now because, in my experience, 50-plus years in intelligence, I don't know of a time when we've depended more on friends and allies for sharing information and intelligence, particularly with respect to terrorism. So I know Secretary Kelly takes this quite seriously, and he should. You know, legal definition of what's treason, I'll leave that to the lawyers. But Okay. Just from a practitioner standpoint in the intelligence business, leaks are bad.
All right, let me go through the issue that has been the bombshell this weekend, this issue that Jared Kushner, at the time private citizen, yes, a private advisor at the time to the president-elect, was having these meetings with the ambassador to Russia, Sergei Kislyak. And they hid these meetings from public eye. We also learned that he met with the head of a sanctioned Russian bank. You were still the director of national intelligence in December. Are these things that you would have known?
Well, yes, they would have. And just to reinforce John Brennan's former director of Central Intelligence Agency, his comments before the House Foreign Select Committee on Intelligence, and I have to say that without specific specifically affirming confirming these conversations, since even though they're in the public realm, they're still classified. But just from a theoretical standpoint, I will tell you that my dashboard warning light was clearly on, and I think that was the case with all of us in the intelligence community, very concerned about the nature of these approaches to the Russians. If you put that in context with everything else we knew the Russians were doing to interfere with the election, and just the historical practices of the Russians, who typically, almost genetically driven, to co-opt, penetrate, gain favor, whatever, which is a typical Russian technique. So,
you notice that Clapper does not even remotely touch upon the Clintons' relationship with Russia and the millions of dollars that was had when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton put together deals like Uranium One with the Russians. And Bill Clinton, $500,000 for a 45-minute speech in Moscow. I mean, I don't know what that was about, right? No mention of that by Mr. Clapper or anybody else. And there's many, many more cases of the Clintons and even Obama making overtures with the Russians all throughout their tenure. Who was influencing what? Where was Mr. Clapper then? I'm sorry. Can I hear? I'm not hearing anything about where Mr. Clapper was then. Are you? And you won't.
We were concerned.
And this is what's likely triggered the FBI's now extra attention to Jared Kushner that we've been reporting, that they believe he has more information. They're saying he's not a target. It would have been intelligence like this that would have triggered it?
Well, I think so. And I think John alluded to his concerns that he expressed to the FBI, which is the proper channel. I have to say, you know.
Where was John Brennan's concern about Uranium One? Hello? Hello? John, can you help a brother out? Where was the concern then, Mr. Clapper?
At the time I left, I did not see any smoking gun certitude evidence of collusion, but it certainly was appropriate for, given all...
Did not see any evidence of collusion, but it was appropriate. Would it have been appropriate to investigate what was going on, Mr. Clapper, with Uranium One? Mr. Clapper. Hello, Mr. Clapper. Mr. Clapper, can you answer the question? Mr. Clapper, hello. No collusion there, right? How many millions of dollars did the Clinton Foundation receive when Hillary was Secretary of State from the Russians? Mr. Clapper, you were there. Why didn't you raise... And what about John Brennan, Mr. Muslim Brotherhood himself? Mr. Radical Islamic Terrorist himself. Where was he on that one? I don't know.
All the signs, certainly appropriate for the FBI to, and necessary for the FBI to investigate.
Do you get the drift here? Now we're going to investigate with James Comey, the FBI director. Oh, we're bringing it to my attention. We're going to put it into the system. Mr. Comey, Uranium One, hello? Oh, I'm sorry. All that information on Uranium One is tied up in Hillary Rodham Clinton's server. We can't let you see that. The deal that went good for Hillary Rodham Clinton and the foundation, the Clinton... I just don't understand it. Do you, ladies and gentlemen? I think we understand it. And now what do they want to do? The deep state at work... We can stop them. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Let's see. Let's go into the archives of Bloomberg. Inside Obama's secret outreach to Russia. Now remember, I'm saying this is an archive. This is an article out of Bloomberg. December 31st, 2014. By the way, it's interesting, you know, Barack Obama went to Russia once and they didn't shake his hands over there. None of the Politburo, I guess you would say, would shake his hand. That's how much they don't like him over there. Didn't like him. I guess you won't see Obama going into Russia on his European tour, you know, because, you know, he was in Brussels at the same time. Trump was trying to upstage President Trump. Didn't work. Kind of fell flat on his face, actually. It's kind of interesting. I think even the Europeans are getting tired of Obama. This was secret. This is an article from them. Inside Obama's secret outreach to Russia, 2014. It was December 31st when the article was published. It says here, the U.S. has been working behind the scenes for months to forge a new working relationship with Russia, even enlisting Henry Kissinger. No one world order, folks, there. Hell of a heck no. Henry Kissinger. Mr. Trilateral, king of the one world order, keeping everything in place for the one world order, folks. That's Henry. Hank. We'll call him Hank from the Vietnam era. Yeah, that's how far back this guy goes. This is how the article starts to read it. It says, President Barack Obama's administration has been working behind the scenes for months to forge a new working relationship with Russia, despite the fact that Russian Premier or President Vladimir Putin has shown little interest in repairing relations with Washington or halting his aggression in neighboring Ukraine. This month, Obama's National Security Council finished an extensive and comprehensive review of U.S. policy towards Russia and included dozens of meetings and input from State Department, Defense Department, and several other agencies, according to three senior administrative officials. At the end of a sometimes contentious process, Obama made a decision to continue to look for ways to work with Russia on a host of bilateral and international issues, while also offering Putin a way out of the stalemate over the crisis in Ukraine. Offering Putin a way out. All right. Why is Putin ticked at Obama about Ukraine? And he is right there. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because of John Brennan and John Kerry and Joe Biden. Hello. John Brennan comes in and decides, well, you know, we don't like the president of the Ukraine. This is early on in the presidency of President Barack Hussein Obama. And when John Brennan became CIA director, remember he replaced Petraeus as a result of Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Now, the Nazi-leaning John Brennan. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? Well, let me straighten it out for you. The radical Islamic terrorist-leaning Nazi. There's more clarity for you. John Brennan gets a hold of Ukraine, says, hey, let's get rid of that Russian-leaning president and bring in our own Nazis, because that's really what they are. So he works for weeks, spends weeks over in the Ukraine helping to, well, fertilize the soil for revolt in the rise of the Nazis over there in Ukraine. Now, do you think that makes Putin happy? Do you think that makes him happy about that? Since, I don't know, how many millions of Russians died because of the Nazis? Oh, Biden, his son, working for the Ukrainian government after the Nazis come on board as a lobbyist. And John Kerry's son, oh, yeah, he's there too. Both getting millions of dollars from the Ukrainian government for energy. Who's talking about that? So, you know, Obama's looking for ways to make it all go better for them and offer Putin a way out. Because, you know, of course, Putin's invading Ukraine and Crimea and all that stuff. I wonder why. Maybe he doesn't want a repeat of what happened at Kursk, in which in literally 2 days, 3 million Russian soldiers died stopping the Nazis. Kursk is just right up the road from Ukraine. Between the Ukraine and Moscow. It was the turning point of the war. World War II. But millions of Russian soldiers died there. Do you think the Russian people have forgotten that? See, it's a little different over here in the United States because, you know, we haven't had warfare on that kind of massive scale like they've seen, with millions of people dying all around you, your families wiped out, towns and communities wiped out. We don't watch ourselves, it's going to happen here. But you think Putin has good memories of that? You bet he does. So you see, he doesn't care for Obama. He doesn't care for, well, any of these people like John Brennan or Clapper or Comey. Little wonder. Oh, and then there's ISIS. By the way, there's a problem with ISIS now, isn't there? ISIS killing Russians, blowing Russian jet airliners out of the sky. He's had his own problems with school massacres at the hands of, you got it, Al-Qaeda / ISIS. Yeah, Putin's really a happy camper with President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton, even though Hillary Rodham Clinton manages to squeeze out millions of dollars from Uranium One. No one investigated that except for Agenda 21 Radio and a few other places. This, you know, this is the thing, ladies and gentlemen, about the hypocrisy of the media, because the media is all in. They are the deep state. They do not want President Donald J. Trump to succeed, but he is, and he's going to. And they're going to go kicking and screaming into the history books. It's not going to be pretty. I'm just trying to get you ready for it. And where's the Pope in all this? Sure. Just read the encyclical, written by an atheist for the Pope. And supported by who? President Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, and Jerry Brown.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow, where did the time go? It's gone. It's out of here. Anyway, stay with us. I mean, we got a lot of things coming up. Scott Bennett's going to be with us in the third hour. And visit our website at agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Either one of those addresses will get you there. My email address is paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. And the call-in line is 215-867-8255. That will be open in the third hour. Okay, also Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. 5095, that's Tax Mediation Services. And, gosh, you know, just so many things going on. And the deep states, well, there's kicking and screaming. There's going to be a lot of changes going on with the Trump administration. And we're going to start calling up the deep state because it's time to call them up because they're getting more and more dangerous, because they're getting more and more desperate. This is what happens in the end phase of some of these collapsing types of anarchist, I guess you can say. I mean, literally, we've been putting up the pressure here and putting up the fight, but they're taking people out, like Sean Hannity and others. But I have a feeling that Sean Hannity is going to end up right on his feet again. That's not good for them. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're
sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.